Also, somewhere in the world, it must be 4:20 p.m. or a.m., so think about that.
We can toke up.
Toke up and go to the real fantasy zone.
Oh, my God.
How are y'all doing today? We're at Sega Fantasy Zone.
This is the last.
Hooray!
Guess what, guys? We have a special person that's back, and it's going to be awesome. And it's Mr. Peter Hanlon.
Oh, it's not. It's going to suck. I hate.
It's going to suck. And me too.
Yeah. Wow. And we also have Rokan, and we also have Skyler.
Hey,
and Spanner.
If you hear the sounds of traffic, that's because I'm currently at a Starbucks and I'm confined to their Wi-Fi.
Oh, I see.
I thought he was recording. Like, why is he not here anymore?
Oh, because he's recording the actual stream itself.
Ah.
Yeah.
What a genius.
What a genius.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and I'm just going to air this fucking thing first that we did. It was stupid. We have that little news bit, so... 5 minutes of doing nothing, guys.
Right.
Yay. Yeah. All right, here we go. TSPZ News 128, the last episode of TSPZ News because the shit was canceled.
rip.
All right, here we go, guys.
This is TSPZ News.
Fuck you, it's canceled.
Welcome to TSPZ News. Good evening, I am Spanner and with me is Shaddix. We apologize for the lack of TSPZ News over the past few weeks, as not only did we lose an episode last time which resulted in the pilot show being broadcasted, we have been informed that our lead newsreader, Bristol Trolliver, was dismissed following budget cuts to the Sega Fantasy Zone. It is never good to fire anyone unless they're horrendously bad, but Bristol was a mix of good and bad, so we are feeling half good about his firing. Well's half not good.
The Sega Fantasy Zone would like to wish Bristol Trolliver well in his future endeavors. He was a horrible idea, and I hope we never hear from him ever again.
Some people have their own opinions. Anyway, on to the news. And, well, not really just news, but community spots, as we are expanding. But more on that next time. Everyone likes fan games. Well, the good ones, of course. While some games are horrendously broken or just not worth bothering to play, it's always good to use a decent engine for a fan game. In progress is the Egg Engine, yet another Sonic the Hedgehog engine, a physics engine by Danazane, running on the Unity framework. The Egg Engine offers to offer game physics from the classic Sonic games in a 2.5D environment, similar to Sonic Unleashed, Colors, and Generations. Danazane posted a test version of the Egg Engine on Sonic Retro's fan game forum, offering Sonic physics, rings, springs, spikes, item boxes, B-spline paths, badnecks, and various engine-related things. It is very flexible and will be able to be run on most computers thanks to various resolution and model style settings. As an added bonus, it uses a classic Sonic model from Generations as well as the music of Sky Sanctuary Classic being the background music.
Oh, that's actually pretty fascinating. I didn't even know that was going on. In other news, I think we need to play a game again, and I know what you're thinking. I mean, there's only one game that we can possibly talk about here, and that is... Daytona, let's go away! Have you ever wanted to sing along while playing the game, yelling, Rolling Stone! And blue skies, I see... Well, you will be able to do just that with Daytona USA's re-release on the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade, in which you'll be able to play with other gamers in the online world. Sega posted a video on YouTube with Daytona USA's music composer Takanobu Mitsuyoshi handling the karaoke whilst playing the game, along with a recording studio scene of him recording some lines. It's actually a real treat to see him so excited to play the game, you know. So, go check that out on YouTube, and do 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 do.
Anyway, fans of the Sonic 1 run hack, Sonic Mega Mix, which runs on the Sega Mega CD, will not be disappointed after a very long time without updates. Project leader and co-founder of the game itself assures everyone that Megamix isn't fucking cancelled, and that Megamix is still ongoing with no team members having any desire to abandon the project. He said, "Further updates will come at our discretion. Excitement is understandable and appreciated, but please bear with us while we continue our work. Sonic Megamix will be released once it's complete, and that it will take however long it takes, dependent on the work left and our other responsibilities. We can't say when that is, but we will say when. But we can say that we'll make it worth the wait. Megamix is one of the best modifications ever created by the community, and we here at the Sega Fantasy Zone will provide updates on this project when it comes in. For now, stay tuned." And Self did post something. He posted a screenshot of a brand new title screen, which can be seen in the thread at Sonic Retro's engineering forum.
I guess we'll have to go look at that. Alright, and finally, love it or hate it, Sonic 4 Episode 2's publicity is underway, and it's back to the good old tactics of showing off some art. Unlike last year, where every Thursday you waited to see a rehashed papier-mâché version of the Motobug, this time on Friday, Sega offers two concept art of two items. One item is posted on their blog, while the other is offered on the Sonic the Hedgehog Facebook page. So far, over the past 2 weeks, we received concept art of three Badniks, which thankfully are not blatant rehashes this time. Spikes, which definitely isn't a Yadrin, Fulbore, and Steelion. Okay, I don't really know my Badniks. Alright, we also have some concept art, which seems to show the return of the wheel gimmick from Marble Garden Zone. Who knows how bad the physics will be this time around, or how many cats have been used in the music, but at least the gameplay objects are good. Or are they?
Well, just before we wrap this up, I will say there have been some discussion about Fulbore and Steelion, that they're pretty similar to the Sonic 2 Game Gear bosses that were in it. And I'm sure everyone's played Sonic 2 Game Gear, but then they gave up after the Underground Zone boss because it was just so hard to play it with the Game Gear screen. And with that said, that wraps up our news bulletin tonight.
Oh yes, I remember that boss.
Yeah, it was a fucking pain.
Yeah. We'll see you next time. That was Spanner. I'm Shaddix. And remember, we're TSPZ News.
Yeah, you thought there'd be something else to it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are most certainly not behind Blue. We're ahead.
Rude.
All right, we are back on air with the Sega Fantasy Zone.
All right, I'm done.
God.
What is up, guys? How is life?
It's quite chilly out here, but I'm managing.
Okay. It's cold in England right now.
All right. So, Peter, how is getting hit by a car?
Well, you know.
Yeah, how'd that whole death thing go?
All right. So, here's what happened. I was playing Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, and he turned into a car. And on his way up to the moon, he ran me over. So, you know, I was dead for a while, but the technology of Space Colony Arc brought me back to life. So,
I'm sorry, I'm getting irate.
Well, we're glad you're back at any cost.
I feel terrible about what happened to you, and I'm so glad that you are back with us today.
Yeah, me too. But you know, I PM'd someone on that IRC thinking it was you, and they are now asking me what the fuck I'm talking about, so. Yeah.
That's fun.
I'm gonna sign in on IRC.
Oh yeah, sign in on the IRC. Alright, we currently have 11 listeners. Wow.
Oh my God.
I think we scared them all away by not being here on time.
Yeah, expect that to go down during the cast.
Yes, as it goes on, it gets more and more worse.
Yes.
Alright, so...
Listeners.
Sonic F... Sonic fucking 4, episode 4. Yeah.
Yes.
A 4.
Oh, now it's too quiet. Okay, be picky, Sody.
Alright.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for the record, don't get Sonic 4 for Android. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was a given, wasn't it?
It's even worse on Android. At least on my phone it is.
I like how before we've even discussed the game, you're just saying, do not get it. Just tell
Very
me
much.
Not to buy it.
We do not, this may be a Sega podcast, but we do not promote Sega or its products.
Nope. Especially not any Sonic products.
Mm-mm.
Basically, make a good game first.
First a good game, then what?
We here at Sega Fantasy Zone are more interested in Sega's heritage back when there used to be a company called Sega that made good video games, but they got replaced, kind of like Michael Jackson did in the 80s with a white, decrepit man.
Oh my god.
Makes bad games.
Bunny Stola.
Oh no, it's too loud again.
Fuck him.
Alright, yeah. So, Spanner, if you could copy-paste the link to the thing to people so they know to listen to us and our horribleness, that'd be awesome. But besides that, so Sonic 4 Episode 2,
Sonic 4 Episode 2, a.k.a. Why Should We Care?
Electric Bogalo.
a.k.a. Why Should We Care?
That should be the slogan for the Episode 2. Why should you care?
Sonic 4 Episode 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
I mean, Dimps has been sort of shaping up, I guess. Like, you know, they did a good job on Classic Sonic on Sonic Generations 3DS, but
they're
still persisting on the same mistakes.
Level layout for the classic stages.
No, I mean the gameplay. I don't know about the new levels, how the level design is, but the gameplay seems to be pretty spot on. But still, they're gonna just do the same mistakes that they had been doing in level design. They're just gonna put completely uninteresting gimmicks that do not work well with speedy gameplay. You're just gonna fill the whole stage with death pits that do not need to be there at all. Just gonna be the same mediocre thing.
Mediocre?
Yeah, mediocre.
You're so mean.
I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood today. Yeah, I just feel like being an asshole. I'm sorry.
It's alright because he hit the nail on the head. That's probably what it's going to be, and I'm not going to hold out hope until I see something.
It's too bad to be mediocre. It's mediocre.
Shut up.
It's not like the worst thing ever, but it's just so mediocre. It's just what made things worse on episode 2 was that on episode 1 was that, you know, they promoted it as if it was the true sequel to the classics, the game that you must have if you love the classic games, and it's just a downloadable title, just an iPhone game.
Well, put it this way, didn't they say the same thing about games like Generations and, you know, every game for the past 10 years? They've said is the true sequel to blah blah blah, and it's not.
Yeah,
you know,
there is. Oh, there is an amazing escapist thing about Sonic Generations. You guys
really?
Watched that? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He basically was saying, "Well, Sonic Generations is just the worst game."
No, he said, "Well, Sonic Generations is the worst game, and here's why. I'm going to blah 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 blah."
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's like every new Sonic game, they're like, yeah, it's going to be the game to fix the franchise. And then when the game finally comes out, they get excited. But then after a couple weeks, it gets oddly quiet.
Seeing less consistency on a pick.
You know, it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be, because I saw Slingerland posted it in retro at first, and then he's like, you guys are going to hate this, and I'm going to love this. And I was like, oh, this is probably going to be really bad, but it wasn't that bad.
It was amazing. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, I know, but I'm talking about like from the perspective of, yeah.
This is the greatest game to ever happen to the franchise. It fixes everything.
It doesn't. Are we talking about Generations?
Yeah, apparently every episode Generations is a discussion topic at some point.
Well, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised with Generations.
I tell you, it comes up every time. Like, we always end up in a discussion about how bad Generations is.
I think it's because
podcast Generations
talk about Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're all from Sonic community.
Generations was surprising, but at the same time was disappointing. Because it was surprising because when it first came out, when Green Hill Zone was showed, like Act 1 and Act 2, just seemed so incredibly linear. And then when we finally got a hold of the other stages, I was like, whoa, this game is really good. And then when I got the game, I was like, whoa, this game is really good. But then I went to the missions, and I was like, oh.
Well, yeah, but they're optional, for the most part.
Yeah, they are designed to be optional, but they're just so dumb.
I mean,
so bad. And the worst thing is that some missions are legitimately fun and have alternate paths, but the nature that the game is designed, the nature that the missions are set up, it's made to be completely optional, so even when you do want to get back to a mission that actually is sort of fun, you sort of feel like, I don't want to go through the hassle of finding it in this world map thing to go for it.
Wait. Are you Slimer?
Who's Slimer? No. Slimer is Danny Choi.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm Roken.
Alright, okay. Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah, I didn't mind the missions as much as everybody else seems to. The only one that really gave me trouble was that one Vector one. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, that one has terrible camera. The homie attack doesn't work well. It's just a mess.
Well, I mean, that's the one where Vrooch just shakes the tits at bad guys for you to win. So, I mean, you know.
But yeah,
that was the best mission in the game.
That I still go back to Generations and play it, like, still today. Today I play, like, a few stages of Generations. I like games that are like that, that you just, you know, you just pop it in and play.
What is that?
What is that?
What are you doing?
You guys heard that? What the fuck?
Yes! It's coming from the Fantasy Zone thing.
That was IRC.
Oh!
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Stupid sound.
Uh-oh.
I think this is a great segue right here. I think Skylar is going away.
Yeah, it's riding on a car and going away.
STP, Concat, Skylar's engine.
Rolling Stone!
I really like that I can just go back to it and play a stage and, you know, games like you can just replay it and it won't get old, like the classic games. And
Shut up, we already segued.
Apparently we segued.
Yeah, we're
going away.
We're going away to Daytona, USA.
Let's go away to Daytona, USA.
Call in the Fantasy Zone. We're giving you Daytona, USA soundtrack with a real Takenobu Mitsuyoshi figurine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think I was talking to Rokan, or I don't remember who I was talking to about this, but we were saying that every episode should have at least 5 minutes devoted to Daytona.
Yeah, I agree.
Ah, yes, definitely.
I think you were talking to me about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was you. Yeah, because we were... Yeah, okay. All right, gotcha. Yeah,
Yeah, when we were talking last night, and we thought, wait, why aren't we recording this for the podcast?
Oh, yeah, because we were like, wow. I mean, it was such a failure yesterday, but right now we're having such a great discussion.
So about the golden shower.
Golden shower. We're going to take a piss on the Daytona car.
Yes.
Yes, that's actually a DLC coming out next month for Daytona.
Oh.
You have to turn on windshield wipers.
Because you have to play, because in this mode, Takenobu Mitsuyoshi is just peeing on your car.
Oh my god.
It's just shit. And that's why in karaoke mode, let's go from white to yellow.
And that's why you have to fly sky high to get away from it.
Your car from loud to low.
Good album. Good album.
Are we really just...
Real? Well, maybe... Maybe we should be discussing Mitsuyoshi instead of Daytona.
Did he just say Peter O'Hanson?
What? He did.
What?
Yo, Slimer, his real name, as Skype here says, is Peter O'Coughlin, so...
O'Coughlin?
Refer to him as that. Mm. That's his real name.
Yeah, okay. Peter O'Coughlin. But yeah, why haven't we interviewed Mitsuyoshi yet?
I don't know. I think we should probably work on that. That's like my dream right there.
That would be living the
dream. He seems like a pretty nice guy, though. I mean, that video and all, yeah, yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. If you could get Oshima to come on fucking Skype when he doesn't speak English, I think you'd get him on Skype.
But how would we understand him? I don't know if he... I mean, I guess he speaks English, but...
I think it's the fact he speaks better Japanese than he does English. That's why he spoke Japanese for most of the video.
I thought that video was funny because he's like, yeah! Yeah! Beaner!
Yeah, well, at the beginning, he says Beaner.
So. Okay, I didn't see this video. You guys have to link it to me later.
Okay,
so for everybody who hasn't seen the video, at the first 5 seconds, try to listen to it and tell me what you hear him saying. I just realized we've already burned through all of our Sonic 4 music in the background, so it's...
Our music!
That's good. Can we move on to Daytona?
Daytona soundtrack is now going to be on the background.
All right.
Followed by Sega Rally.
Oh, okay, right, cool. I can do it.
Go, Sega Rally!
Nice. But yeah, here you go, Rokan. This is the video that we're talking about.
In the first few seconds,
you will hear it.
Oh, the karaoke mode.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see this in action.
Alright, you guys, we're getting it recorded. Rokan's very first viewing of this. This is history.
Oh, is it Takanobu Mitsuyoshi playing it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is so good.
Look at how excited he gets when he jumps.
Oh, guys, just wait for
Rocka.
All right, for anybody who's any of you guys, can you guys link it to it in the IRC?
I'll link it in the. Yeah, I've just linked it
for like all I'm listening.
Just wait till he crashes. That's the best part.
Oh my god, he's dancing while he's playing it.
Yeah, he just dances.
Just
the guy's completely nuts. He just.
I wouldn't say nuts. I just say eccentric. Like he seems like a very fun person. He doesn't seem like he's pretentious at all about what he does.
Yeah, he seems like he's having a ton of fun with this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But yeah, if you go to like the beginning of Rokan, he does say, or it sounds like him saying "Bina" for no reason.
Yeah, he's like
the beginning.
Beginner. Automatic.
So
of
in
course.
So in karaoke mode, you sing as you play the game.
Yes.
Like, this is so awesome.
The lyrics come up
and
on
you're
the
graded
screen,
on it
so you can
at the end. There's going to be a little results screen saying how well you did. No, there's not. That would be awesome.
God, I need this. I need this.
Oh yeah, like if it's like it grades you.
Sing
you
stop.
Suck. And then like you get like an F, it goes game over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to sing the game over, yeah, to theme tune.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like a chance for redemption if you're sucking. It'll just have it come back up. And it's like, are you ready for this? And then it's like, dun, 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 dun. And then if you mess that up, then you get an F. But if you get it right, then you get a D.
This is great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So this is not releasing for PC? This release of Daytona?
Unfortunately not. The only PC release, as far as I know, is the one back in the 90s.
Do you guys know if there's any gameplay in it?
Huh? I'm not sure.
Apparently yes, I think. I don't know.
Ah, yes.
It's like, Daytona USA got another release for Xbox, right? That was named something else because they didn't have the license to Daytona.
Yeah. Sega Racing Classic.
Yeah, Sega Racing Classic.
I thought that was kind of funny because I thought this had already came out on Xbox Live Arcade, but like I thought that was months ago when this happened, but apparently not.
Yeah, this version has online gameplay, apparently.
Because we were talking about it on the pilot.
Okay, at the time it had, the one that we just mentioned had, but this version is a re-release of the original version. The stuff added on, so it's a different version of it. You know, compared to
HD.
The one that
they paid Daytona $1 billion to.
They probably did pay Daytona to release it again. Yeah,
I'd imagine it'd be a lot.
Is it really bad that
this game, for whatever reason, has sparked interest in actual racing.
Well, I mean, I think the thing people remember about it the most is not the racing, it's the soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, I think,
just,
yeah.
Yeah. Soundtrack. It's a rolling start. What the fuck does that mean?
It means rolling start.
What does that mean?
It means starting
all right.
The
hey,
race
hey, Mr. MT Winnie, if you want to request a song, tell me what you want, and we might take a break, and I'll see if I have it. But yeah, Daytona. Let's go
Daytona,
away.
Daytona, man.
But I mean, it's
rolling
really exciting.
Stars.
It's just, it's, and you know, what's cool. Is it like when he's doing like his, he's singing it again. Like you can tell, like his vocal is so much clearer these days than it used to be. Like you can tell he's improved as a singer. Like it's still English, but I mean,
he can pronounce those a lot better than he used to.
Yeah,
yeah, that's.
But
really
that's
cool.
Why it's so good. That's why it has the charm.
Yeah, the English. That is the charm of it. It's just English. Let's go away.
Brew skies.
Yeah.
Let's grow here.
Okay. You know, that would be amazing if they got Takanobu Mitsuyoshi to do the Stardust Speedway thing.
Yeah.
Sonic CD.
You know what? What says that it wasn't him? Because he's listed in the special thanks for Sonic CD. Maybe he did some of the
voices. What? Are you serious?
What?
Oh my god.
He's listed in the special thanks of Sonic CD. So maybe he did do some of the voices.
Alright, first on Sega Fantasy Zone, apparently. Is Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. Actually, there's that. We actually discovered what the original sample was of that, so it's not.
Oh. Aw, damn.
It's like a girl singing, actually, and they just detuned it to the point where it sounds like that. Like, it was originally a girl going, yeah.
Oh, that's it strange. Sounds like a man, though. That's so sick.
Yeah, that
is so sick.
Oh, I thought you said Amanda, like Amanda Bynes or something.
No.
So apparently,
I wonder
like,
why Takanobu Mitsuyoshi is listed under special thanks on Sonic CD. Maybe it was because of his participation in the remix album.
You know, that might be it. But, you know, a lot of people, like, I don't think he's credited on there, like, as being the person. Like, for a while, like, it's obviously him when you listen to it. But
yeah.
People have speculated that maybe it's somebody that just sounds like him or something.
No. Everybody says him.
Love you, Sonic.
Yeah, nobody could do such an incredible gibberish anguish as he could.
Yeah, it's true.
I have to say, my favorite
could rock on.
My favorite Takanobu Mitsuyoshi has to be Burning Rangers.
Oh, Burning Rangers is so good. I prefer the English version better, though, with no disrespect to Takanobu.
You know what's really cool about this, though, is that we're talking about Takanobu Mitsuyoshi, and I had an outline, and that was what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, that's great.
Just, like, inadvertently, or following my plan.
Yeah, because...
I think we all are fans.
We could actually go on about this forever, which is awesome, because Mitsuyoshi is an inspiration to the world.
I mean, like, he did the Virtua Fighter soundtracks and everything. Like,
Yeah, come on. Would we talk about Sonic 4 Episode 2 for a whole hour? Fuck no.
We'll work our way back to that, don't worry.
You actually respect Mitsuyoshi, that's the difference.
You know what rhymes with rolling start, right?
What?
Rolling start.
Concept art.
Oh, concept art.
Concept art.
Look at these little pieces of concept art.
By the way, Shaddix, you have a music request in the IRC.
Okay, yeah, and did he tell me what it was?
Yeah, he just said.
I don't have res.
If anyone can send res to him, you get a free resume.
Oh, I know what to do. I know what to do, guys. I know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? So you want Area 5. Alright, let's do this.
All right, time to go to YouTube. YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
This girl, hey.
Go find a song. Go find
you know,
song.
You know what is also a really good Mincy Yoshi soundtrack?
What?
You guys ever play, the Shenmue?
Oh, yes.
That's pretty...
Yeah, he worked on Shenmue 2, right?
I don't know if he worked on the second one, but he worked on the first one, definitely.
He definitely did the music for the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice because, I mean, you're so used to hearing him do this upbeat stuff, and then he does this really, like, exotic orchestral stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's a musical genius.
So
he is really good. Like, even in his non-vocal tracks, like, the ones that he composed, it's really good.
Well, alright. This is his list of content he's done. Strike Fighter, R360/G-Luck, Outrunners, Daytona USA, Virtua Fighter 2, Sega Rally Championship, Manx TT Superbike, Virtua Fighter 3, Virtua Fighter Kids, Daytona USA 2, Sega Rally 2, Shenmue 2, World Club Champion Football Series A, World Club Champion Football 2006-2007, and Derby Owners Club. And that seems to not even be half of what he's done, but yeah.
I wonder if he did any recent works, though. Because on the wikis that I found, there's nothing like 2010 or 2009 works.
Yeah, it seems to be a gap since 2008, so...
Yeah. And we know that he's still at Sega, right?
Yeah.
At least I think he is.
Yeah, he's just getting ready for Shenmue 3.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Because that's going to happen.
I hope so.
All right, so...
Episode 2.
I got the request ready. I hope I did a good job with this. I mean, I don't know. I never really, like, talked to anybody about how we were going to handle requests. Like, my original idea was that we just weren't going to do them. But, I mean, if somebody really wants me to play a song, I guess...
Yeah. Oh, that was the Daytona car passing Skylar.
Oh yeah, the Daytona pickup truck.
I didn't hear Takunobu Mitsuyoshi singing on it though.
This isn't working for some reason. Why?
Ah, yeah, Mitsuyoshi added to the Virtua Fighter 5 soundtrack in 2011.
Huh. Oh.
All right.
Did he do many tracks on it?
He seems to be a performer on it. I'll have to find out, but he. I think he's done a lot of the Virtua Fighter stuff.
Virtua, let's fight each other.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a break and play this song from Res Area 5.
All right,
and we'll be back with more talking up with Mitsuyoshi.
Oh!
Alright, dogs, we are back in the Sega Fantasy Zone. How do I call him back in? Am I hosting?
Yeah, you're hosting.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm not friends with Skylar, I can't... Oh, yeah, I can.
You're not friends with Skylar?
Yeah, it says I'm not friends with him, but then this is the other Skype account.
Ah.
Yep.
Now he just needs to answer.
Answer me, young child.
Okay.
I'll be back. I love you. Ah. Ah, shit.
Yeah, I'm heading down to the bus stop.
Mr. Mitzi.
Oh, I'm gonna post on the Sega Fantasy Zone, Fred. This is what I'm gonna post, by the way. Just this.
Oh.
What is it? You guys have to describe this to me.
Oh, God!
Yeah, post that. That would be good.
I'm posting it.
What is it?
That would be funny. Anyway, alright, so we are back.
You'll see it on the thread when you come back to...
That is the sound of Skylar in the middle of a rally race.
He's playing Skyler, Sega Rally.
Skyler, you're going to read it on the thread when you come back to your computer or on the trash topic.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's going to the trash topic?
Maybe, if people don't get irony.
Yeah.
I can imagine the replies to that post, you know, just people agreeing with you. Like, why am I not?
Why am I on Sonic Retro? Sonic sucks.
Yeah, Sonic Retro. Anyway.
What am I doing with my life? Why don't I go outside? Why don't I experience the world?
Yeah, why aren't you outside like I am right now?
I know, right? Okay, guys, look. This is a first for the internet right here. We have somebody on the internet outside.
Oh, my God.
This is impossible.
They thought it was crazy when there was girls on the internet, but we've taken it a step farther.
This is crazy.
You're lying.
One small step for a nerd, one giant leap for my guild.
Oh, my God.
Good.
So, now that we've had some fun and games, if you will,
let's get back to some serious talk about Mitsuyoshi.
Some lady was just giving me a really strange look from her car.
Yeah, that's hot. So.
No, she's not hot.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know what this is reminding me of? Did you guys watch that Sonic Christmas special thing?
Yeah, I have
the one. DVD. Oh, no. This is the one that the guy in the community made.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see that.
Okay, well, there's this part where Tails is just like chilling, and then he's like, "Oh, Tails, you're so cute. Do you have any little girlfriends?" And then Sonic's like, "Just one." And then this is just this fat, ugly chick outside of his window on the street corner, holding up like a picture of like a skinny version of her making out with Tails.
And the problem is that's pretty accurate. If you go on DeviantArt and type in Tails.
She's wearing like.
You know what? Anything can happen if you go to DeviantArt and type in a Sonic character.
Yep.
But don't fall apart. Just speak with your heart.
And always take it with you back to the start.
I've been here before.
And oh, shut up.
I'm not afraid to ask when I'm not sure.
Nope. No,
we can overcome it all.
I want to talk about Mitsuyoshi.
So I there was a time where I opened my heart, and then I lived and learned.
Oh my God! You need to no.
Hey, you've seen that, right?
Oh, like, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay, so random little bit here for people listening. Apparently, Jin Senoi and Johnny Gilley are talking about maybe starting a new album or something like that, and they were teasing it with lyric sheets, and one of the song's lyrics is like every Crush 40 song is a lyric.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, just SA1 and SA2.
Yeah, so and then well, sad
Crush 40 song.
Well, then you don't know what the chorus is. It could be like I never turned back, but then I showed them what I'm made of.
Or I am not wins. And I lived life.
One time I was a knight of the wind. And I tried to fly high. But nobody watched.
What are you saying here in the chat, though? Just fuck Crush 40. And you know what? I agree with that sentiment. It was really cool. They were really cool back in 2001. But today's just 2012.
But then they tried to be all of me, and then it just fell apart from there.
All hail Shadow.
You know, I gotta say, I did enjoy their version of Sonic Boom.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I did enjoy it.
I think they might. I mean, this might be speculative, but I think they might be on a comeback, possibly.
Well, maybe if they team up with Johnny.
Speaking of Johnny Gilley, apparently he owns a pizza place.
Oh, wow.
His real name? Johnny's Alex. Pizza. Johnny's
you know what?
Pizza in California.
Video games and pizza have so much in common. Pac-Man's a pizza. Reggie Fils-Aime was a worked at Pizza Hut before he did a Nintendo.
Mario is an Italian.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, for those of you in the chat, here is Johnny Gilly's pizza.
Is this actually his or what?
I think so. He's promoting it, and it says Johnny's Pizza, so I'm just, like, assuming that it has to be.
Didn't he call him Alex or something, like?
What?
Like,
well, no,
okay, you know that
there.
Sonic Boom live concert? At the end of it, he called him Alex, didn't he?
Well, there, if it was Alex, that meant he was talking about the guy from Cash Cash, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But this pizza place thing is, yeah.
The guy from
it's in California, Skylar, so if you want to venture there, and yeah. Dude, if I went there, you don't know, I'd just ask for him to come to the table and be like, so can you show me these different pizzas or tell me what I'm made of?
Show me what your pizzas are made of.
Show me what your pizzas are made of.
Yeah, I'm going to try to reach inside of you and take your energy.
Reach inside of the pizza box.
And it'll be 1,200 calories.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging on the edge of the pepperoni.
Oh, my God.
Here, Skeller goes again.
He's playing a play.
Asshole.
He's having to do a rematch because he lost the last round.
Yep. Rolling start!
That's quite enough of that. Okay.
Wow, we covered so many things. First off, it was Sonic 4, and then Sonic Generation, and then Takano Mitsuyoshi. And now, Johnny Gilly's Pizza.
Johnny Giovanni's Pizza, place of good New York pizza. Full Italian greatness.
Going to head over to Little Caesar, too.
Only in California. Enjoy real, yeah, traditional New York pizza from Johnny Gilly's Pizza.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? That Mary-Kate and Ashley song? I want pizza!
What? There's a Mary-Kate and Ashley song about pizza?
Back when they were toddlers and they were doing that show. And
oh, when they were toddlers. I was like, I don't think either of them eat.
Okay, here's a video about pizza. Let me just send it to you guys.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Yeah, you know where the Pizza Shack is in relation to Sacramento?
He says the address at the end of the video.
Here, guys. Here's a video about pizza.
Oh, you're supposed to link it in the IRC.
I'm gonna link it on the IRC too.
IRC.
A video about pizza.
If you guys are listening and you like what you hear on this Sega Fantasy Zone, you should link it to people so that we have more than 10 viewers.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Why is this four-eyed guy showing me a picture of a zebra?
It's about pizza.
I don't fucking think it is. People incinerating Zimbabwe Zebras Association.
Okay.
Yeah, zebras, the pizza has two Z's in it, so it's related to pizza.
You guys are going to hate me for this, but pizza?
Pizza!
Pizza!
I don't know the reference, guys. I'm sorry.
No! Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that's pizza. They have Pizza Huts. They live in Pizza Huts. They have pizza rolls in their association.
They have pizza rolls of fat.
Also, look at the end of the video. They're interviewing people if they like pizza. And signing for pizza.
The huts are made out of pizza.
They eat at Round Table Pizza.
Should also check other videos by Frank Holly, including the YouTube masterpiece, The Otaku, which is 12 minutes long, but it's incredible.
All their names are Little Caesar.
Uh-oh.
There goes a Round Table car. Just passed me, but there's a Round Table.
Dude, you gotta get to the checkpoint. You only have 10 seconds left.
Oh! Go!
I hope you have more quarters.
He just made a turn. Alright. He's coming up to the next turn. Oh! He's got his blinker on!
Medium
go!
Right.
No, it's a long medium left. Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh no! Oh! I don't think he made us.
I think Skylar
got killed.
Yeah.
No problem.
What is that from? Oh, that's from the Daytona video.
Yeah, when he crashes, he's like, ooh,
ooh, no problem.
He's all excited about it, and he just looks at the camera, and he's
no
like,
problem.
Yeah, oh, you.
Yeah, no problem. He's happy about it.
Yeah!
Yeah, beaner.
There was a comment on that video that stuck with me. It said, I wonder this every day.
Oh yeah, if one
so,
of you,
so. Does he crash like that too? Like, alright, yeah!
He was too busy singing along, so he wasn't playing this kind of
right.
He's dancing as well. Like, what the fuck was with that?
There's a party in his car.
There's a party in his bedroom all night long.
Mm-hmm. Dancing to Daytona music and singing to it.
No, I think we all
like half an hour.
So we have a contest. Whoever does the best dance to Daytona wins nothing. But send us your videos.
Low job from Shadix.
Are you gonna do the karaoke contest?
What?
No, it's a dance contest. You do a little video of you dancing to one Takanobu Mitsuyoshi song, and you're gonna get a free... listen here.
If you want to win the Takanobu Mitsuyoshi contest, you gotta get down to the beat. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get down to Daytona. And if one with the most hip dancing moves gets the Daytona USA badge of honor, which means jack shit on the street, you will actually lose street credit.
Yeah, you're gonna win a free copy. You're gonna win a free DVD copy of Donkey Kong and the Legend of Crystal Coconut. Great movie.
Hey, this is a family podcast.
Yeah, you better turn that shit down.
Yeah, quit that cussing shit.
Yeah.
Oh god, guys, I have 20% battery on my iPod. I hope I make it.
I guess we're done.
I'm dying.
I guess you're done.
We're on the Space Colony Ark, and right now there's a hole in the Ark, so we're currently losing our oxygen again.
Mm-hmm. We've got 20% oxygen, and it's fading fast.
But somehow every episode the oxygen refills itself.
So. Yeah, because we fix up the leak. Yes. In space.
We have so Susie,
for all you people who don't know, is actually Spanner.
So. Who is our lovely person who helps get the show ready and does the TSPZ news segment. He actually did a good job this week. I was actually fairly impressed by what he did. Like he wrote like the whole script for it and got some pretty decent news spots. I mean, like he was I was having a conversation with him about it, because I was thinking that we should, instead of having like arbitrary news, because honestly nothing really happens at Sega to be newsworthy.
Yeah.
Nope.
To have it be like a community spot where we talk about like projects in the community. So you got some stuff, and like I didn't even know half this stuff was going on. Like apparently like Damazine is doing a Unity based Sonic engine that people called the Egg Engine, and he has it on Retro in the fan game form.
Oh yeah, dude, that's old news. Where have you been?
I know it might be old news, but I mean, I just found out about it.
Hey, it's no old news to the Sega Fantasy Zone listeners. All right.
Yeah, they don't know about this. I mean,
well, they should step it up. Come on,
pump it up. You guys aren't good enough Sega fans. You're not allowed to listen to us.
Hey, pump it up.
I love how we're desperate for more listeners, but yeah, we're telling the listeners to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. we're all trying to be Tom.
Hey, if you're a fan of ours, if you're a fan of Sega Fantasy Zone, screw you. Just go eat.
If
dinner.
You like Sega Fantasy
Zone, go eat dinner at Joe's.
You are stupid.
You're really stupid. Like, what standards do you have? Like, seriously.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's still playing the same song in the background. It's been playing the same song for the last, 15 minutes.
Right. We should play Pounding Pavement.
Alright, doing it.
Pounding Pavement's a good song.
Alright, do you want to take a break to play Pounding Pavement?
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's do it.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we're back. Peter, you have some bad news you need to break.
Yeah, so it's come to our attention that we have a lack of funding right now, so unfortunately we have to cancel the cast from now on. It will not carry on this week forward. Saddens us to tell you this.
Wait, no, that doesn't... What? No, that can't be. Come on.
Yeah,
that's just...
One of our biggest fans, Rokan, posted on the forums that he thought the show was crap and that Sega was dead. So took us really deep in our hearts. So we decided.
He said that. Yeah, I remember his post. He said that he hates the show and that you should be banned from the show because you're banned from Retro. So
yeah,
when Skylar heard the news,
which is so rude. Dude. Yeah.
And when Skylar heard the news, he just had to leave. He couldn't handle it anymore.
He just left.
He just drove his rally car off the side of a cliff.
Oh man!
And Tsuyoshi was like, "Game over, yeah." But
man,
it was just like he couldn't handle it.
Oh my god!
The freaking Rokan jerk!
Oh my god! How dare he? How dare he do this? How could he do this to us?
Yeah. So, back to talking about Mitsu Yoshi.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow